Today is Tuesday, the 19th of September 2017, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Geeky Gay, the personal journal of the one, the only Adam Burns. That's me. And I'm glad you've joined me. I'm glad that you enjoy listening to my little life stories. And yeah, so welcome. If you're new, this is, again, this is a personal journal podcast. So, you know, I don't have a lot of, you know, segments or talk about pop news or anything like that. There's no specific one topic. It is just a journal of my life. And, you know, we may start toying around with different segment ideas and some other things, but for now it is just strictly a personal journal podcast. And I'm going to pick up where I left off in the last one. So I was talking about, first of all, the weird experience at the hot springs in Hot Springs, Arkansas. And again, I've never had an experience like that. First of all, I want to know if any of you guys have ever had an experience of a sitz tub where you literally squat down into a tub and you bathe your ass. I mean, that is the weirdest experience. Plus, you know, this guy, this 62-year-old guy walking by every now and then, I don't know why him being 62 makes it worse, but I don't know. If it was some like hot, and not, you know, again, it doesn't have to be a hot person. He was not ugly. He was not unattractive. But I'm just thinking, you know, if it was like this twinkie guy walking by, like shirtless and going, oh, does that feel good? I bet that feels good on your asshole. You know, maybe, you know, I don't know. Maybe I would, that would not, it would feel less weird. You know, if I was a straight guy, I'm sure that would feel even more weird. But just to have this like 62-year-old guy coming by and ask me, oh, how does that feel? It feels real good on your butt, doesn't it? I don't know. It was kind of crazy. But anyway, so where I left off, Mark and I had actually gone to St. Louis. I got my hair cut. And then we had to go on to the airport, even though this airline had delayed our flight. And they didn't delay it just by a short amount of time. We were supposed to leave at 7:30 in the evening on that Saturday, and they ended up delaying us until, well, they said either, you know, around midnight or as late as 1 a.m. And so we get to this airport. Again, I don't think I've ever flown into or out of the St. Louis airport. And we get there, and basically, everything is closing. Now, we get there at like 6:45. We're going through security at like 6:45. We're through security by, I think, 7 o'clock. We had these meal vouchers, but all of the restaurants were closing. We had had a late lunch, and we were not hungry, but everything was closing. So we were thinking, well, we probably will get hungry, and they're not going to feed us on the flight because, again, it was this cheapo airline. I don't know why I can't think of the name of the airline, but I wish I could. I looked on my phone to see if I could find the name, and I couldn't find it. But anyway, so I'll think of it. They fly out of St. Louis. It's not Southwest. It's not Allegiant. It's some other regional type, or not even regional, but they're, I don't know. My memory is horrible. So we thought, well, surely if anything stays open later, Chili's will. So we walked over to Chili's, and we go up to the guy and we're like, what time do you guys close? And he says, well, normally, you know, we close around 7:30. But I think because you guys are staying late, we're going to stay open a little bit later. We may start closing around 8 o'clock, something like that. So if you want food, I recommend you be back by like 7:45. Well, again, we weren't hungry at all at this point, and we knew we were going to be in that airport till probably 1 a.m. So it was about 7:15. So we went and found our gate. We sat down. You know, I don't know what we were doing. We watched something. I think Mark was watching some comic that he had heard of. It's like a Filipino comic or something like that. And so we were sharing a tablet or a phone, I can't remember, and, you know, sharing earbuds and listening to this guy. So we listened to him for like half an hour. And then we went back over to the Chili's. And so Mark wasn't hungry at all. I decided I just wanted to use my meal voucher. I didn't want to eat a full meal. I just wanted to get something so that, because dang it, if you're going to delay me and you're going to give me a meal voucher, I'm going to use that meal voucher because you owe me that at least. And so I like the dessert, the molten cake at Chili's. So I decide I'm just going to get a molten cake. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get a molten cake. And Mark decides he's going to, I think he's going to get the sliders that they have. I think they call them big mouth bites. But he's not going to eat them. He's just going to go ahead and get them. And then he's going to get them to go. And then we can eat them later. So the waitress comes back. She's really slow. Like they all have this look on their face like, ugh, we don't want to be here. We normally close at 7:30. It's now 7:45. All of these people that are delayed are starting to come in here and we're actually having to do some work. And although, you know, I can sympathize because I don't know how long they had been there. You know, the other airports I've been in, restaurants stay open till at least 9 or 10 o'clock. And usually there's something open at all hours for an airport because if you're going to be flying in and out of there, something needs to be open. So at this point, like all of the gift shops have closed, all of the Starbucks have closed, all of the other restaurants have closed, only the Chili's is open. They're trying to get people out of there as fast as they can. The waitress finally comes by and I say, I'm just going to do dessert. I want to get the molten cake. And she goes, you know, I don't even know if we have any cake left anymore. We may be out of ice cream. So then she goes, let me go ask. Hold on. So she goes back. She's like, hey, Bob, or whatever the guy's name was. She's like, do we have any of that cake left? Do we have any ice cream? And so, you know, but luckily they had it. So she's like, okay, that'll be fine. And then Mark ordered his and she brings it out. You know, it takes quite a while for them to bring it out. And then the ice cream is like this freezer burned. It's really hard. Like, I don't know, like the freezer is turned up too high or something. So the ice cream is like a chunk of ice. Like, and I think it's been frozen, thawed, and refrozen several times because it's got that freezer burn taste. There are like these ice crystals all around it, you know. I don't know. It's like weird. And I've never had, you know, Chili's, of course, it's a chain. So it's not like this is the best restaurant in the world or anything like that. But normally you can expect a certain quality of food. And this was like below even the quality that you normally expect, you know, from it. Normally when I get ice cream, you know, the molten cake, the ice cream is creamy. It doesn't feel like it's been frostbitten and like, you know, frozen and refrozen and all that. You know, they're not having to go back to the kitchen and ask, do they still have it? That you just expect that if it's on the menu, they're going to have it. You know, that was so weird. And anyway, they bring everything out. So I eat my cake. I think Mark shares it with me. He eats the fries because he didn't want those to get cold and soggy. And then we pack up the rest and they're just being really slow. Like it takes forever for us to pay her. And then finally, this woman comes in who I think must be the manager. She comes in and not to talk to us. I mean, we didn't need the manager or anything, but this woman walks in. These people come up. I don't know. It was probably 8:05 at this point. And they ask, you know, are you guys still serving people? Well, the manager says, absolutely. Come on in. You know, the manager's super nice. She's like, have a seat. You know, and all of a sudden, everything starts getting better. I think the manager was not there or on break, and all the employees just wanted to go home. So they didn't really give a damn. And then the manager comes back, and all of a sudden, the service gets better. So, so the manager's waiting on people and being really friendly and nice. And, oh, I'm so sorry that you guys are delayed and all of that kind of stuff. And so we finally get our check. We give her the meal vouchers, et cetera. We pay. And then we go back and then we just proceed to wait. And, you know, we waited. We were finished eating by 8:15, 8:20, something like that. And our flight didn't finally take off until around 1 a.m. And so we ended up getting in. They apparently do. I think just like American Airlines, they give themselves a little, what do I want to say? Like the arrival time at your destination, I think they bumped that back a little bit so they can always be early. So like they had predicted we would be there 5 a.m. or something. And we ended up arriving at like 4:15. And so we get there and, you know, I didn't mention all of this, but we thought about just canceling the trip. You know, we thought by the time we get in to our hotel, it's going to be 5 or 6 in the morning, maybe later. Then we're going to need to sleep because we're not going to get much sleep on the airplane. And we were only going to have the full Sunday to do Disney. And Disney tickets are not cheap. They're really expensive. And so is it going to be worth it? I even emailed Taylor from Pod as my co-pilot. And I said, hey, if we are still doing this trip, what would you recommend we do? Because we're going to have to sleep. So that means probably we wouldn't even get to Disney until 1 or 2 in the afternoon. And the tickets are over $100 per person for a day. And he recommended Magic Kingdom because Magic Kingdom was staying open until 11 p.m. And the other parks were closing at 9. Well, that was also Magic Kingdom is not my favorite. I mean, it is the most old feeling. I mean, like, they haven't updated it as much. You know, the rides tend to skew very young, like they're for really young children. It's more for people who want to go and see the characters and ride the little It's a Small World and the teacup ride and all that kind of stuff. You know, it's all that kind of stuff. And it's the most expensive of the parks as well. So I was like, I don't know. And we called the airline. They said, well, we can't give you a refund, but we'll give you a credit for the amount of your ticket, and you can use that for a future flight. So that's what they would do. The hotel we bought on Priceline, and they wouldn't refund the whole thing. It was a non-refundable. And the hotel said, well, you're going to have to pay for one night. We'll refund the second night. And this airline doesn't fly out of our local airport. And so we thought, well, it's going to be a pain to have to, you know, fly out of a different airport when we want to go somewhere, and we're going to lose money on the hotel. So we decided to go ahead and go. So we went. We ended up arriving at the hotel about 6 a.m. And we were able to check in. That was another dramatic thing because we had called the hotel. In the past, we've had a situation where we got to a hotel past like 2 to 3 a.m. And even though we had a reservation for that room, their system had changed to the next day and they couldn't check us in. And so Mark called the hotel to make sure, hey, we're going to be arriving at 5 or 6 a.m. Is that going to be a problem for you guys, or will you be able to check us in? Well, the first woman, she goes, you're going to have to call Priceline. She wouldn't even answer his question. Like every time he said, she's like, sir, you're going to have to call Priceline. Sir, you're going to have to call Priceline. Sir, you're going to have to ask Priceline that. And then finally he's like, hey, don't get snappy with me, lady. I need to know whether you guys will check us in. And Priceline is not going to know the answer to that question because you're the hotel. Priceline is not. And I'm driving while he's saying this. And she says, well, I understand. I'm sorry, sir. I don't mean to be snappy, blah, blah, blah. But you're going to need to call Priceline and they're going to have to deal with it and whatever. The most ridiculous thing in the world, right? So what do? He calls Priceline. Priceline then calls the hotel. Why the hotel couldn't tell us, I don't know. But anyway, Priceline calls, they say, yes, we'll check them in. So we get there at 5 or 6. We were a little bit worried, but they did check us in. Everything was fine. We got to our room. It was B Resort and Spa. And I would not suggest that anyone use that hotel. I would not call that a resort at all. So if you're going to stay in the Disney area, I would not recommend that one. It's not that it was horrible, but they call it a resort and it's not nice. I mean, it is livable. There's nothing wrong with it. But if you're looking for a resort type experience, I just wouldn't choose that one. So we get in the bed, you know, we get in the bed by like 6:30 and we sleep until 1. We go and have lunch in the hotel and then we decide, okay, we're going to do Magic Kingdom. And so we go to Magic. So we get the ticket at the hotel because this is a Disney hotel. It is on property, or quote unquote on property. So there are shuttles that go back and forth between the various parks. You can buy your tickets at the hotel. They have the shuttle. So we took the shuttle over and we got there probably around 3 p.m. Well, they have Fast Track, which is where you don't have to wait in line for all of the rides. And they have that for all of the rides. But I didn't really think about it. We were sleeping. And by 3 p.m., you know, we load our tickets onto the app on our phone and we try to do Fast Track. Well, none of the rides, I mean, none of the good rides, and there aren't very many scary, like really good rides at Magic Kingdom, but none of the ones that you would even consider to be okay had a Fast Track available at that point. So we're walking around the park and every ride that I want to ride has a line. Well, Mark hates lines. But he does it, you know, this is my birthday trip. He doesn't want to be upset or anything like that. So, you know, we're having a good time. We're chatting, you know, we're walking around, we're taking pictures. It's super busy because it's Labor Day. This is, well, the day before Labor Day. And I want to do the, I don't even remember what it's called, but it's like the mine train or the something. It's like the theme is like the Seven Dwarfs and you're like riding through the mines of the dwarfs. And I don't remember the exact name of it. But I wanted to ride that. So we get in line. Well, there's this thing called, I listen to this podcast called Freakonomics. And so I'm always listening. I listen to several NPR podcasts. And a lot of them, you know, deal with economics. And I listen to Planet Money. And there's this concept called sunk cost fallacy, which basically means, if you've spent time or money or effort at something, you don't want to give up because you feel like you've put in all this cost and you don't want to give up. So we get in this line. Well, it's a huge line and it's probably predicting like a 90-minute wait. And we're like, oh yeah, surely it'll go faster than that. We're going to have to wait in line for every ride. So we're like, okay, we're just going to get in this line and we're going to do it. We're going to talk, whatever. This line was so long and people were so rude that people were getting out of the line. They would leave part of their group in the line. They would get out of the line. They would go buy hot dogs and cotton candy or whatever, drinks, come back, get in line again, you know, cut in front of you, whatever, give all their stuff to, then someone else would leave. People were just coming and going and coming and going. That was driving me crazy because I think if you're going to wait in line, you need to be in line. If you get out of line, too bad. Like everybody else is sitting there waiting in line. If you're going to get out of line, that's it. You can't get back in. But, you know, I'm not going to cause a scene. Then there were people who were actually cutting. Now that, I want to punch some people out when they're cutting. I mean, literally, they cut in front of us. There was no other members of their group there. They just snuck around and cut in front of us. But again, I didn't want to get my nose punched. So I just griped to Mark. So we're waiting. So we wait half an hour. And then, you know, I'm like, you know, then we wait an hour. And the line's moving super slow. And then, you know, because the people that do have the fast passes, they're all coming in and getting on the ride before us. And we're not even halfway through the line. And we've been waiting an hour already. So at that point, I turned to Mark and I'm like, what do you think we should do? I'm like, I know there's this sunk cost fallacy thing, you know. I know we've already stood here for an hour, and if we get out of the line, you know, we're not going to be able to, you know, it's going to have a long line all day long. And I'm like, but, you know, but there is the whole sunk cost fallacy thing, you know, so maybe we should just get out of line. So we talked about it, but then we couldn't decide, so we just stayed in the line. Oh my God. We were in that line. I don't even remember the exact amount of time, but we were in that line at least 2.5 hours. At least 2.5. And then we get on the ride, and you know, again, it's a mediocre ride because most of the rides at Magic Kingdom are skewed for younger people. I don't even think they have the little you must be this tall to ride, because I think they make all the rides to where, you know, any age can ride them. And so it's not like it's this, you know, fantastic roller coaster that we're waiting to. And I really had wanted to ride or to do Avatar, and Avatar is at Animal Kingdom, but Animal Kingdom was closing at 9 p.m. And so we just felt like 3 p.m. to 9 p.m. didn't justify the cost of the park. So anyway, we waited for that. We waited for a few other ones. We couldn't do Space Mountain because it had a long line all day long and we didn't have time, but we did get to do the fireworks and it was a beautiful day. The weather was fantastic. It was a little bit overcast, so it wasn't too hot, but it didn't rain, not at all, not one drop of rain. And we got to see the best thing. I guess I've never been to see the fireworks and been up close, because I didn't realize the laser projection thing they do on the castle. It is amazing. The castle looks like 15 different castles while they're doing this. So all in all, it was a good day. All right. Well, for more episodes of this show, if you want to catch up on back episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can find my other show over at dubiousintent.com. You can call 229-234-7587. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. And you can find many, many more GLBT and GLBT-friendly shows over at pride48.com. I'll see you guys next time. Bye, everyone. This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find more shows over at pride48.com.